above the horizontal.
Pushes away from McCulloch. Thurston gets the ball to Morgan. Morgan crosses the 20. Comes away to O'Neill. Gets the ball. And Felder scored. Felder scored in the corner.
I get by with a little help from my friends on Above the Horizontal, our rugby league podcast, hosted by a bunch of people that used to write for realsport101.com. My name is Bo Nicholson, I'm your host. I'm usually joined by panellists Daniel Friend, Kieran Gibson, Miles Steadman, Chris Waring, and of course, with special comments from the big E, Owen Gibson. But it's been a bit of a week, to be honest, and such is the important nature of this week, with week one of the NRL finals coming up for 2023, we simply couldn't have no episode. Unfortunately, my granddad passed away and I was in charge of a bunch of responsibilities for his funeral, so it was tricky to make things happen there. Friendy's in Bali on his honeymoon. The big E is, I think, arriving in Dubai as we speak. Kieran had his birthday. Chris is very busy with work and Miles Steadman is incognito. I've got no idea where to find Miles Steadman. I'm pretty sure he works for some sort of secret government agency at this point. But today is Friday, the 8th of September, which means that tonight the final series kicks off with the Broncos and the Storm, second versus third at Suncorp Stadium. So what I did was I asked the boys to send through their predictions in a audio format. I couldn't get hold of Miles, as I said, because Miles is Miles, but I did get hold of Chris, Kieran, the Big E, and Friendy, who sent through their thoughts. Keep in mind, though, that I did ask for these thoughts on Wednesday, and that means that any predictions they make are based on information at that time, which means they thought that Sean Johnson was playing for the Warriors, for example. Kieran has since told me that he's changed his tip to the Panthers because he initially tipped the Warriors in this round, so you'll hear about that soon enough. Let's start off with the Big E, Owen Gibson, with his phenomenal tip of the week.
Hello, boys. This is a Big E, Owen Gibson. I am going to do my Big E phenomenal tip of the week. And yes, today's my father's Kieran's birthday, BK. Happy birthday to him. Also, I'm going to do my wild card first. Congratulations to the Cronulla Sharks. 24-6. Congratulations to the Sharks. Nico Hines, and yeah, that's my wild card. My fourth prediction for this week also, I am going to do the first match, Broncos against the Storms. I'm going to tip the Brisbane Broncos. My fourth prediction for that, I will say the captain for Adam Reynolds will get a winning goal. Two of the Broncos players will get a winning try. That will be Rhys Welch and Patrick Carrigan. That's my bold prediction. And my big phenomenal tip of the week is the first match. It's the Broncos against the Storms. I tipped the Broncos. I tipped the Pandas. Tipped the Newcastle Knights for my boy Friendly. What's up? And yeah, that's it. Today also, boys. Today's my last day on the pod because I'm flying out also, going to Dubai. I will miss you so much. This is the Big E. This is my Big E phenomenal tip of the week. So have a good day. And yes, I will enjoy my brother's birthday, the BK, and also same with my sister. Enjoy the pod also, boys. Have a great day. Shout out to Skibby and Lindo. And Newcastle Knights, 159 plus. Big E out. Wood, wood.
Thanks to the Big E for that one, of course. It's always fun listening back to the Big E doing his thing. Worth remembering that Owen Gibson is an advocate for Down Syndrome Queensland. He gets involved in a bunch of activities. And some of the people that he called out there or shouted out, including Lento, is Jay Lenton, who has played New South Wales for New South Wales cricket, of course, and recently played for the Sunshine Coast Scorchers, where the Big E was the honorary 12th man. So he's very involved in all of his sports, the Big E. Has some very bold predictions there, including Pat Carrigan scoring a try and the Newcastle Knights winning 159 plus. That one would be very interesting to see. I think it would definitely please Daniel Friend to hear that. He's a Newcastle Knights fan, currently living up in Bali. At the very start of the episode, you would have heard him being dared by us to yell the name of the podcast in the middle of a very swanky bar in Bali, where he was apparently completely ignored, which makes me laugh. So so let's hear from Friendy with his predictions for the week.
G'day, Bo. Daniel Friend, above the horizontal, calling in from Seminyak, Bali, poolside. This week, my tips will be as follows. The Brisbane Broncos, I think, will sneak home against the Melbourne Storm. Reece Walsh should be the difference there. The Broncos will be sweating on the fitness of Pat Carrigan. Hopefully he's good to go for them because he is a gun. I think the Penrith Panthers will only just sneak home against the New Zealand Warriors. I have a funny feeling the Warriors have been in a heavy training load recently, and that's why they've been a bit flat. I reckon they'll be coming out firing this weekend, but I'll just tip the Penrith Panthers just a bit too much class. I think the Roosters, in what will kind of be an upset over the Cronulla Sharks, I think they'll sneak home. I do like their forwards and just their big game players. I think the Sharks' defence is a little bit leaky at the moment. I could go either way, but I'll tip the Chooks. And Sunday, the Mighty Knights, my boys, I think they'll get home against the Canberra Raiders. The Raiders are lucky to be in the eight, if you ask me. And if the Knights want to do anything in September, they need to get the job done convincingly this weekend. Thank you very much. And, before I go, I need to give a bold prediction. I predict that two games will go to Golden Point this weekend. I reckon, two of the first three probably, because Sunday should be, maybe not as close as the other games. Thanks, guys. Look forward to doing an episode again next week.
Thanks, Freddy. I'm looking forward to that as well. And I hope you enjoy your honeymoon with the lovely Shell. We saw a couple of sneaky preview photos from the day, and you both look really stunning. So hopefully you have a great time over there in Bali. Let's hear from the birthday boy himself, Kieran Gibson. Just turned 30, which means he's probably recovering right now. I'm not sure that he drank or anything at his birthday dinner, but just when you're 30, when you're having a birthday dinner, that's enough to wipe you out for a couple of days. So I assume that Kieran is recovering. But before he had that birthday dinner, he did record this little bit of prediction for us. So let's hear from Kieran.
Bloody fucking finals, footy boys. How good. On Friday night, I think the Broncos will win by 10 points plus. I think they'll come over at the top of the Storm in the end for the last 10, 20 minutes.
Hey, phrasing!
And win fairly comfortably. And then I've got the Warriors. I think that they might sneak the win. I've changed my mind. I'm going to say them by 1-6. The Sharks, Roosters, I'm going to say the Roosters by 1-12. I think they look so organized in attack, and then they look so fit just in general. They defended their line for ages against the Rabbitohs, and just the last month of footy from them has been really impressive. I didn't see this at all earlier on in the season. Nobody did, but they've really, really impressed me. And then I think the Knights put a bit of a score on the Raiders. I think that could be a bit of a blowout, but even if it's not, I think the Knights definitely win. Finals footy boys.
Thank you, Kieran, and also thank you to your very bogan footy-centric alter ego there for that prediction. Again, worth remembering that Kieran has since changed his tip back to the Panthers with SJ being ruled out. The last person we're going to hear from, as I said, Miles Devon not available, is Chris Waring, the very busy Chris Waring in Western Sydney. Chris, what predictions do you have for us?
Boys. Chris from Above the Horizontal, also from Brighton's Lawyers. I'm going to first game of the finals, Broncos for Storm. I'm going Storm 1-12. Trust them a little bit more in the finals. Have a really good record over Brisbane and that Suncorp specifically, if I remember correctly. I think they have a better coach for finals footy. I just can see the Broncos dropping this one. This is game two, Panthers versus Warriors. I'm going Panthers by 13 plus. Specifically about 20, I reckon. I reckon the Panthers are going to put an absolute number on the Warriors. Unfortunately, the Warriors have been teetering a bit later half of the season. I don't think that's some strategy. I think they're just running out of gas a bit. I think that this will be best demonstrated in a pummeling at the hands of the Panthers and Nathan Cleary specifically. Game three, Sharks, Roosters. I'm going to go Roosters, 1-12. Close game. I just think the Roosters are more primed. Now, I think they're making their last ditch effort of, energy and whatnot in the finals. I don't think they'll really go further beyond this game, but I think they're going to beat the Sharks. Sharks have not been that good the last month or so, outside of a few here and there performances. I just trust Roosters more. Last game at Knights, Raiders, very difficult one to pick in my opinion. I'm going to go the Raiders, 1-12, extremely close, bit of a toss of the coin for me. The Raiders are going through a bit of turmoil. I just think they might steal a bit and come through on the other side. They are a tough team. They always start well but finish in a heap. It's more of a gut feel. I just think the Raiders for this one. My bold prediction is I think a back row will score in all four of these games. So either starting back rows or off the bench, I think a back row will score in all four. Cheers, boys. Cheers. Cheers. Chris from Above the Horizontal, Brighton's Lawyers. Cheers.
Thank you, Chris, from Above the Horizontal and Brighton's Lawyers. To be clear, Chris is not actually a lawyer or does not work for Brighton's Lawyers. I'm sure that's a very thinly veiled shot at Lee Hanjapetelis from the Tigers. A few nuclear takes there. I think particularly the one about the Raiders is going to be a bit surprising for some people. Let's do a bit of a recap. So everyone tipped the Broncos except for Chris. He went for the Storm. I'm with Chris on that one. I think the Storm just have that little bit of finals class that the Broncos don't. The Broncos are probably the better team. I don't think that losing to the Storm will derail the Broncos season necessarily, but I just trust the Storm a little bit more. And the Storm become a real team if they win this game and then end up on the other side of the draw to the Panthers, should the Panthers win. And they have a home prelim final in Melbourne against someone else. That would be, yeah, that's a big moment. That's a big moment for the Storm. So I've got a feeling they're going to win as well. Panthers and Warriors, in the end, we all went for the Panthers. And that is going to be the way that I go as well. I think the Roosters as well. Everyone else went for the Roosters too. I agree. And everyone except for Chris went for the Knights. I am also going to go for the Knights. And my bold prediction is going to be that the margin between the Panthers and the Warriors will be more than the other three margins combined. So, say if, for example, the Panthers do beat the Warriors by 20, like Chris is suggesting, that means that the margins for the rest of the games combined, less than 20. I don't know. I've just got a bit of a feeling about that one. Thank you very much for joining us in this very truncated and different episode. Apologies, we couldn't give you a regular episode this week. It was just impossible with all the things going on in our various lives, but I'm glad that we were able to pull together this 14-minute episode for you. Make sure you tune in next week. Hopefully we should have a proper episode for you by then where we can go above the horizontal again. But until then. Above the Horizontal is a rugby league podcast by the fans and for the fans. It's produced by our entire team of former writers for Real Sport, including Daniel Friend, Christopher Waring, Miles Steppen, Kieran Gibson, and me, Bo Nicholson. We'd love it if you could support us by telling a rugby league fan about us so they can go above the horizontal as well. Thanks for listening. See you next time.